Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anticipated TikTok hearings finally happen on Capitol Hill. Let's talk more about that and other things happening in the world of politics with Margaret Brennan, moderator of CBS's Face the Nation. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
Well, TikTok CEO Shou Chu testified Thursday at a congressional hearing about concerns over user data being collected by TikTok. I'm wondering, after all of that, if he changed any minds at all.
Well, it appeared a lot of the minds were already made up when the questioning began. I don't know that there will be a change based on the testimony that the CEO provided. He came under fire from Democrats and Republicans. But his pushback was that this app is on the phones of 150 million Americans who use it and like it. He denied that surveillance was something that the company was doing, reminded congressional leaders that actually there are American private equity investors who own parts of ByteDance, the parent company. But it really appears the momentum is there to do something after years of arguing over what to do about TikTok going back to the Trump administration. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia has a proposal that the White House has endorsed that allows for a ban or allows for divestment. We want to talk to him Sunday about what the path forward is.
The U.S. Launched airstrikes in Syria. I think a lot of people waking up to this wondering exactly what has happened. So what's the latest there?
Well, it appears there were multiple actions taken within the past 36 hours or so. There was, according to Defense Secretary Austin, a drone of Iranian origin that carried out a strike on a U.S. military base in eastern Syria Thursday. It killed an American contractor. It wounded U.S. troops and a second American contractor working there. It led President Biden to authorize a strike, retaliatory airstrikes. And then, just within the past few hours, the Pentagon has confirmed that there was a barrage of rocket attacks within Syria on another position. Now, at this point, it appears that there have not been American casualties, but it is the Pentagon really communicating on this, and we'll be following and updating the story as we learn more.
And of course, this comes at a time where there have been a lot of efforts to really de-escalate tensions, you know, in that region. So, you know, what could this do to kind of the instability there?
Well, this drone, as I said, that the Pentagon says U.S. intelligence believes was Iranian origin, hit a maintenance facility near a military base in northeastern Syria. There are roughly about 900 U.S. troops that remain in Syria as part of the fight against ISIS, that terror group that has had flourished in some of those ungoverned parts of Syria that sprang up out of the Syrian civil war. There are Iranian interests and proxy groups who want the Americans to pull out. That seems to be the intent. It does seem to be an escalation at a time when Iran's foreign minister was on TV talking about wanting diplomacy with the United States and other world powers in regard to their developing nuclear program. So we get some mixed messages there. And this is always a potential flashpoint between the U.S. and Iran. And I also want to remind people that there are at least four Americans still being held in Iranian detention facilities. And so there are a lot of really complicated pieces fitting together here and not a clear diplomatic pathway out of these tensions.
What else is on tap for Face the Nation this Sunday?
We want to update you on just how stable the banking sector is right now in a tremendous week in terms of economic news. You know, the Federal Reserve did raise interest rates despite the instability. They're still keeping up that fight on inflation. We have one of the voting members, Neil Kashkari, from Minneapolis, joining us Sunday to talk about why they're charging ahead with this fight against inflation, what the economic path is forward here, what Americans need to be concerned about, and ask him just how stable the banking sector actually is after these failed banks and how the Federal Reserve regulators missed the risk in the system. I think it's an important conversation when it comes to American confidence.
Margaret, thank you so much. We look forward to it.
Thank you.
That is Margaret Brennan, moderator of CBS's Face the Nation, joining us on Total Information AM.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.